ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरु परम्पराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्र भाष्य कृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्व निराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ओम शांति शांति शांतिः बाय नोइंग द कॉज The effects become known as it were. By knowing the cause of the Jagat, the entire universe becomes known as it were. Karana jnanena karyam jnata prayam bhavati. Brahma jnanena जगत् ज्ञातप्रायं भवति जगत् कारणं ब्रह्म द कॉज ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स इन नोइंग द कॉज द यूनिवर्स बिकम्स नोन एज इट वर देयरफॉर उपनिषद क्विकली प्रेजेंट्स द टीचिंग यूजिंग द सृष्टि प्रक्रिया और कारण कार्य प्रक्रिया द मेथड ऑफ एनालाइजिंग द कॉज इफेक्ट सिस्टम और the method of analyzing the creation, Upanishad establishes how Brahman is the Jagat Karanam. Therefore, by knowing Brahman, the whole universe becomes known as it were. That we saw, and there Upanishad presents the derivations of three words. And we saw one word before. The last class, Upanishad presented these two words and we saw Ashanaya and Pipasa. Just taking, you may think why Upanishad uses breaking his head. Simply you can say, Brahmane Jagat Karanam. The whole universe is Brahma. Finished. But this, how it establishes? We saw, it takes the word Ashanaya and from there, Ashanaya is a desiderative word. So, pipasa is also a desiderative word, which means a desires to eat and desires to, okay, desire to eat, not the verb, okay, desire to eat and desire to drink. And there, the desire to eat is possible only when a person feels hungry. When there is hunger, then alone there can be desire to eat. Therefore, the word Ashanaya, even though literally it is a desirative noun, which means desire to eat, Still, the implied, what the meaning implied by the word desire to eat is what? Hunger. In dictionary, in conventional language, the word ashanaya means hunger. Why hunger is called a desire to ashanaya? Because that is the condition of the system when one feels hungry. Isn't it? Therefore, desire to eat, that word is used to mean hunger. But Upanishad gives completely different derivation. What is the meaning Upanishad gives? Upanishad says it is not the hunger. Hunger, the meaning, the word hunger is only a figurative meaning. And actual meaning of the word ashanaya is digestive enzyme. And the word used here is apaha. Isn't it? The word apaha literally means water. But here it says it's only digestive enzyme, because digestive enzymes alone, they work in getting the food digested, thereby converting the food into all other different liquids which are in the body and also the nutrients, and then sending it through the blood streams. It supplies food to all over the body. Thereby, digestive enzymes contribute for the emptying of the stomach, because of which alone the hunger is possible. Isn't it? Anyway, whatever it is, whether it's digestive enzymes or whatever it is, what he wants to say is, the whole physical body is a modified form of food we eat alone. In Tattvabodha also we studied, annamaya. So, annamaya rasenaiva bhutva, then annamaya rasenaiva vriddhim prapya, anna rasad rasena bhutva, anna rasena vriddhim prapya, anna rasa prithivyam viliyate. Which means what is born of food, the food essence sustained by food and finally resolves into food. Therefore, this body is nothing but modified form of food, and the food is basically vegetation from the earth only. Therefore, in the Chandogya Upanishad, the word annam is used to mean earth element. Don't forget this, okay? The word annam literally means a food, and any vegetation also is annam. But here we say what? Annam also means earth element. Therefore, what all these beings here, all these living creatures, wherever you see life, all these living beings, all these beings are nothing but modified form of food only, annam only. Therefore, the beings are the effects and the food is the cause, karanam. The food becomes the relative cause. You know why? Food is the cause of the beings here. Every body is what? Karyam, annam, karanam. And food is the cause. And food, when you say annam also is karyam, if you take the food as karyam, you can say vegetation as the karanam, then vegetation is the again karyam, then earth becomes the karanam. Then from there he goes straight away to what? This one, earth is the effect, karyam, then water becomes the karanam. Then water also is the karyam, then fire becomes the karanam. Then you can go on saying like what? Then air becomes the karanam. Then finally air also becomes karyam. Space is the karanam. And space also is karyam. Brahman is the karanam. You can go. But in this Upanishad, only three elements are mentioned. So we can straightway go from what? From fire to? We can straightway go to this earth, the Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is the moola karanam. Brahman is the, not relative cause, absolute cause. Brahman has no other cause. So everything else has a cause. Every cause, from the standpoint of another object, one is a cause. The same thing becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. But every cause is relative cause. And absolutely, what is the absolute cause? Brahman is the absolute cause. Uncaused, causeless, absolute cause. Therefore, all these are, we can say what? All these beings are Brahman only. Brahman means, what is Brahman here? Brahman is a term implying the reality in terms of its nature. Please never ever say Brahman is reality. Okay? Brahman is a term implying the reality in terms of its nature. what is the nature, what nature that in that revealed there by the word Brahman? Limitlessness. Brihattamatvat Brahma. You have studied this word very clearly in Taittiriya Upanishad. I don't mind repeating it again, because worth knowing. It's something very important for a Vedanta student to know this. So, Brihattamatvat Brahma, which is that which is of the nature of bigness. And how big it is? Limitlessly big. And how limitlessly big? Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Why? Because every object in this universe has time limitation. Every object here has a spatial limitation. And every object being different from every other object is limited by object limitation also. But here all the objects are, all these living beings, all the creatures, all the beings which constitute this universe, all of them are essentially Brahma. Imaha prajaha Brahma. Why? Because Brahman is what? Is that absolute reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, thereby implied by the term Brahman is nothing but Sat. Pure, the Sat, the existence. Sat is the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. Brahman means what? That which is of the nature of limitlessness. What is that which is of the nature of limitlessness, infinitude? Sat, existence. Therefore, everything is essentially Brahma, Sat Brahma. Therefore, Sat, all these things are Sat only, Sat Brahma. Then, Upanishad also took another word also, Sat Pipasate, Pipasa. The word Pipasa also means what? It establishes Brahman is Jagat Karanam. Now, another word is taken, Pipasa, the desire to drink. Desire to drink also, I mean, is possible only when there is a thirst. The pipasa is the word used to mean thirst. But here, it is not, if Upanishad gives a different derivation. What is it is given? Patum, Icha, Pipasa, desire to drink. And which means here, the desire to drink in conventional language, in dictionary language, it means what? It means thirst. But Upanishad says, it is digestive fire, jatara agnihi, the heat in the digestive system, the jatara agni, the digestive fire really consumes, no, dries up the water we drink. Thereby, what happens? That's why we are able to drink further and eat further. Therefore, thirst is possible, and its digestive enzymes alone contribute for the hunger and thirst. Therefore, we eat food again. For this others, body is the product of annam. Same thing is repeated by this word. The water we drink, the food we eat alone contribute for the formation of this body mind complex. For all these beings are essentially what now? Annam, food. Which means here, instead of going to the annam, we can go straight away to the water. Apaha. Therefore, this apaha is the cause. Water is the cause, all these bodies are, all these beings here are the effects, and water also is the effect, then fire becomes the cause, and fire also is the effect, then Brahman, Sat Brahman is the karanam. Therefore, if all these beings are only Brahma, that is what is established. And there, the Upanishad gives the derivation. The another word introduced here is Udanya. Udanya is a synonym of the word Pipasa. Udakam nayati udarat iti udanya. That which, you know, or which, that which takes away the water, which consumes the water, dries up the water, is called udanya. Okay? Therefore, udanya means a digestive fire. Udanya literally means thirst. Here it means the digestive fire. He gives the name, meaning. Therefore, what Upanishad wants to say is, the everything here is Brahma. All the beings here are Brahma, which means Sat Brahma is the Upadana Karanam. Upadana Karanam means what? Material cause. Why? Because Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha Sad, you know, we saw last class, the Sad Ayatanaha Sat Pratishtaha, which means all these beings originate from Brahman. They exist in Brahman, they resolve in Brahman. Therefore, the Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam of everything here is Brahman only. Therefore, Brahman is the material cause of this universe. That is established in these mantras until the fifth mantra. We have to go to the sixth mantra. The lot of words are different words, meanings are given here. Now, let us see the sixth mantra. Tasya kva moolam syat. Kva means kim. Tasya moolam kim syat. Tasya means dehasya, sharirasya. Okay? What do you think would be the cause of this physical body? Anyatra adbhyaha. Anyatra adbhyaha. You see, the word anyatra literally means somewhere. But here anyatra means other than. Adbhyaha means adbhyaha anyatra means other than water. What else could be the cause of these bodies? Cause of this being here. Therefore he says, anyatra adbhyaha kva moolam tasya kva moolam syat. Other than water we drink, what else could be the cause of these beings? Moolam means cause. So the same thing is repeated. What was repeated, said in the earlier mantra, the same thing is repeated. Which means we have to remember here, other than annam, food, what else can be the cause of these bodies? Other than water we drink, what else can be the cause of this body? Definitely. So it means the very question is what? Akshepathe prashnaha. The answer is simply that nothing else other than water we drink, the food we eat, there's no other cause of this body. This body is a thing but modified form of the food and water which we consume. It is made very clear. Therefore, now he is saying, adbihi. Adbihi somya shungena tejo moolam anvicha. Now he says adbihi adi apaha, water is the cause from the standpoint of the body. All these beings, from the standpoint of all the beings, water is the karanam, moolam, cause. But he says, through this effect called, now, this water also is only karyam, effect. What is the word used as? Shungaha. Adbihi shungena, hey Somya, my dear son, adbihi shungena, shungaha literally means a sprout or shoot. Okay, ankuraha. The seed is the cause, and the sprout is the shoot is the effect. But here the word shoot, the shungaha, is used in the sense of effect. So water is the effect. Through this effect called water, now find out what? Understand its cause being the fire. What is the cause of the water? Fire. Tejaha moolam anvicha. Anvicha means may you discover, find out, understand the fire being the cause of the water. Then tejasa somya shungena. Every time he is calling somya, 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 you know why? Attention may go. Maybe he was not as good students as you, eh? Because you know, all watching me regularly. Maybe he was watching all them. He had, the teacher has to call him somya, somya. In between he has to call him somya. No. Tejasa shungena, through the effect called this tejas fire also, what now? Sun moolam anvicha. Sun means sat. Sat moolam anvicha. Find out, discover Brahman, the sat existence being the cause of fire also. Now, having said that, finally he concludes, he presents what? the srishti, sthiti, karanam, the cause of origination, sustenance and resolution of all these beings, nothing but Sat Brahma. Whenever the srishti, sthiti, laya, the words are used, like implied, we understand the material causes implied, mentioned there. So he says, all these words are not new for you, but I'm still repeating it today. Ima somya. Somya. Imaha sarvaha prajaha. Sad ayatanaha. Sat pratishtaha. So, sad ayatanaha, sat pratishtaha, san moolaha. First word comes, san moolam anvicha afterwards, san moolaha. San moolaha. That word san moola means satteva moolam. Sat, the existence, the Brahman is the moolam, the source of origin, cause of origin of all these beings. All the cause of all these beings is Sat, San Moola, from where they originate. The word Moolaha, San Moolaha stands for Srishtihi, creation. Sad Ayatanaha, Sadeva Ayatanam Yesham. So Sat is the abode of existence. Sat is the very existence. Sat is the very source of sustenance of all these beings. Sad Ayatanaha. So, the ayatanaha implies sustenance. So, creation, sustenance, then sat pratishtaha. So, all this imaha, prajaha, sat pratishtaha means the source of resolution of all these beings is sat only. Sat pratishtaha, sat ayatanaha, san moolaha. These three words reveal what? The source of origin, sustenance, and resolution of all these beings is nothing but Sat Brahma. But what is established here? There is no other material cause of all these beings other than Brahma. Brahman is the absolute cause. By knowing Brahman, all these beings become known as it were. Now, we'll go to the next line. Yathanukhalu,
yathanukhalu,
somya,
somya,
imaha,
imaha,
tisraha devataha,
tisraha devataha,
purusham prapya,
purusham prapya,
trivrat, trivrat,
ekaika,
bhavati,
tadukam,
purastadeva,
purastadeva.
Now he says, this is not something new for you, it has been already mentioned. How it has been mentioned before? All these beings are born of, originated from Brahman, sustained by Brahman, they resolve in Brahman. It has been explained earlier how all the beings here are nothing but these three elements only. And the three elements are what? Originally Brahman only. Therefore, we understood how this the food eaten, the solid food eaten, the water we drunk alone gets digested. Then the subtle, the grossest aspect of the food we eat gets rejected as the waste. Then the subtle aspect of the food we eat go for contribute for the formation of the physical body. The much subtler aspect of the food we eat then contribute for the formation of the mind. Then the subtle aspect of the water alone become what? The pranas. Therefore, all these, the sthula sukshma sharirani, all these bodies actually of the individual, different components of the form which form the individual are nothing but modified form of food we eat alone. Anyway, these three elements alone in the form of food and water become the body mind complex. Therefore, elements are nothing but Brahman. Therefore, all the beings are Brahman. This has been said, mentioned earlier itself. Bhavatyasya Somya Purushasya
Prayato
Vang Manasi
Sampadyate.
Okay, here you can see the Purastadeva. Until then the sentence ends. After Purastadeva, okay, a different topic comes. Until then, what has been established now? The Brahman is the absolute material cause of all these beings here. That has been established. Then, now the Upanishad wants to say, what happens to the person when person departs? You know, the death is also explained here. What happens when death happens? Understand death, okay? And all of us have to one day go, whether we like it or not. So what is death? If you understand, at least you will welcome death. You won't be scared of death, isn't it? But death is discussed from this mantra. Bhavatyasya onwards, the death is explained. What is death? See, what Upanishad wants to say, already we have seen once. In deep sleep state, is in deep sleep state, we are not dead. Are we dead?
No.
We can't get up, okay? In deep sleep state, we are not dead, but we are as good as dead. Why we are as good as dead in sleep? In sleep, you do not know you are. And definitely you do not know what you are even when you are awake. Okay? Isn't it? Therefore, you are, when you do not even know that you are, not knowing one's own existence, not knowing the existence of one's own self is what? Being as good as dead only. Therefore, in sleep, you are as good as dead. If you are not dead, but you are as good as dead. That is why when we sleep, again, we don't go and sit in the same bed after shower in India. We don't touch the bed also. We go and sleep, again, we sit in the bed, we touch the bed, we sleep on the bed, again, we have to go and have shower. Okay, we change the clothes, everything. It's like, it's something not hygienic for us. Okay? How acceptable it is, that's a different thing. But I'm just saying. So, it's dead. You're as good as dead in sleep. What happens then, we said, in the waking state, the once you wake up from sleep, immediately what happens is, all the senses, the mind, all the body, everything, there is identity with the body, mind, sense complex. In sleep, when you are not aware of your own existence, you remain steeped in total ignorance in sleep. You have no identity. In sleep, there is non-identity. Why you don't have any identity in sleep? You don't say, I'm a father, I'm a mother, I'm a brother, I'm so-and-so, I'm an engineer. You don't say, no identity in sleep. I'm unhappy, I'm happy also, you don't say. No identity in sleep. That's why, because you do not even know you are. There's no identity because you don't even know you are. You must know you are to have identity. Right identity or wrong identity, to have any identity, you should know that you are. So in sleep, there's no knowledge. You remain steeped in total ignorance. Therefore, there's no identity. When there is no identity, you are there or not. Please analyze deep sleep state. Are you there or not in sleep? Just only think an answer for this question. You'll all say what? Of course, I am in my sleep. I am during the sleep. I am very much present during the sleep. During the deep sleep state, I am very much there. How do you know that? Because you are there, you are able to wake up next day. If you are not there, how will you wake up? who will wake up then? If you are there, you are there. That's why you are able to wake up next day. Therefore, you are very much there, present. Therefore, you are. When you say, I am in sleep, during sleep I am, not knowing my own existence, not being aware of my existence, therefore I am without any identity in sleep. Whenever you are there, whenever you are just yourself, whether you know you are or you do not know you are, okay, whenever you are, you are without any identity, you are just yourself. When there is no identity, you are just yourself. Is it clear? When you are yourself, what are you? You are pure existence. When you say when you are yourself in deep sleep state, you are not aware of your existence, therefore you have no identity. Then whenever you don't have identity, you are yourself means you do not have any added temporary qualifications, attributes. You have resolved them all. All those qualifications, attributes which you enjoy, experience, you have, you entertain in the waking state, are all resolved in deep sleep state. In sleep, nobody has an identity as what? I am a father, I am a mother, I am a teacher, I am an engineer, I am happy, I am unhappy, I am rich, I am poor, I have problems, I don't have problems. No identity. You don't say I'm happy, don't say I'm unhappy also. There's no qualification. I'm so and so. No qualification is there. No attribute is there. All these attributes and qualifications are possible only when you have identity. In deep sleep state, there's no identity. Therefore, no qualifications. Whenever the qualification, the temporary attributes and qualifications, the titles, they're all resolved, you are just yourself. When the qualifications and attributes are added to I am, then you are a jiva, individual. Therefore, in sleep, whether you unknowingly, you are Brahman. You need not become Brahman. You have to take ownership of yourself being Brahman just by resolving the qualifications you enjoy temporarily in the waking state. Naturally, they get resolved because of your lack of identity, because of your lack of awareness of your own existence in deep sleep state. So in sleep, what are you? You are yourself. When I say you are yourself, you are Brahma. But what? You are Brahman. In sleep, you are Brahma. All of us are Brahman in sleep. Not only in sleep we are Brahman, in waking also we are Brahman. In waking also we are Brahman. In dream also you are Brahman. There's no time. All this. When is the wave not water? There's never a time wave is not the water. Wave is always water. The resolved wave is water. Rising wave is water. Jumping wave is water. Wave is always water. Similarly, all these beings are sanmoolaha, sadayatanaha, satpratishtaha. All these beings are always Brahman. Therefore, we are all Brahman. I am Brahma. In sleep I am Brahman. In waking I am Brahman. I am in dream also I am Brahman. I don't become anything else other than Brahman. I am always Brahma. It is your real nature. Understand? You are essentially existence, Sat Brahma, and you are always Brahma. But in dream, in deep sleep state, you are just yourself. You don't become Brahma. You remain resolved as yourself. We understood, no? Sata sampannaha bhavati. Swam apito bhavati. Isn't it? You become resolved, you remain resolved as yourself in sleep means without any qualifications you are yourself in sleep. Brahma. When you wake up, when you have identity, then based on the identity you have qualifications, you have attributes, then you become a jiva with all limitations and the limited individual, as the limited individual. As though. Now, in the same way, in sleep you are Brahma. It's called Layaha. Everyday sleep is called what? Laya. What about death? Here Upanishad wants to say, in death also you are Brahma. How you are in sleep, so you are in death also. When death happens, when the prana, death happens, mean what happens here? Then what happens to you in death? We know death means the physical body gets disintegrated, the prana leaves the physical body and goes away. That's called departure of sukshma shariram from the sthula shariram is the death. We do know that much. But what happens to you? Sukshma shariram departs. Sthula shariram gets disintegrated. And the sukshma waits for some other body in keeping with the karma. According to the karma, again it will go and be born again. That's a different thing. What happens to you? Sukshma is going to be born again. That's a different thing. What happens to you? Shastram says, then also you are just yourself. In sleep you are yourself. You remain yourself in death also, like in sleep. Okay? Whenever you are yourself means what? No identity. Because if a person dies ajnani, ignorant. If a person dies ignorant, the ajnanam, ignorance will be there. Therefore in sleep, like in sleep, in death also you will be just yourself. You will remain resolved as yourself, pure existence. Then also there won't be identity. Because you don't have body, mind, sense complex. You don't identity in death. Therefore, no qualifications, attributes. Therefore, no identity means you are yourself. All the qualifications remain resolved. How long? Until you assume another body and you wake up there. Isn't it? You have identity, you have no. That's why death also is what? Temporary moksha. Temporary freedom. You are just yourself. But there is ajnanam is there. If a wise person dies, that is what I know. So death is called pralaya. Sleep is laya. Death is pralaya. And dissolution is called mahapralaya. And suppose when a wise person dies, death happens for a wise person, the sukshma will resolve for good. But the wise person, there is jnanam. Before he dies, there is jnanam. The sukshma is not there anymore for him. If it's called atyantika pralayaha. Atyantika pralayaha means it is a resolution for good. Again, there is no more rebirth for him. Attains videha mukti, isn't it? So this person, when he dies, then also you remain resolved as yourself, as pure satya, without any identity. Therefore, there is no, you are yourself. Nothing happens to you. So, death happens to what now? Death is only for the body. What is death? Body becoming disintegrated into five elements is death of the body. And what is a sukshma shariram? Sukshma leaving this one body, going to another body is the change. Changing the location is what? Death. What happens to you? You are just yourself in death also. So no need to worry about when am I going to die? When am I going to die? You are not going to die at all. The physical death is inevitable, isn't it? For everybody. When part of the ends, part of death will happen. how dementia happen, what is going to happen, my God, that now we don't know. Bhagavan only knows. I saw Swamiji last days. He had no dementia, nothing. Until the last minute he was conscious. Only last day he passed away quietly. He was taken to the hospital. Until he was taken to the hospital, he was conscious. He was talking to everybody. Anyway, what I'm saying, this is death also is, in death also nothing happens to you. Okay? Let us read here. Bhavati asya purushasya. See, bhavati somya. Oh, my dear student, asya purushasya bhavati. For this person, this is what happens. Which person? Prayataha. Prayataha purushasya means the person who is about to depart. Prayanam. You know the word prayanam? Journey. Isn't it? The one whose journey is going to come to an end in this life. So prayataha means for the person who is about to depart. Prayataha means the person who is about to depart is called prayataha. So prayataha purushasya, what happens? Vang manasi sampadyate. Understand? First thing, this organ of speech resolves. That's why the person who is in deathbed, you could have always noticed, first thing, they cannot speak. When they are about to depart, they cannot speak. Organ of speech slowly, you know, becomes actually feeble and feeble, then it resolves. Then they may have lots of thoughts in the mind. Okay, they want to talk to people. They're not able to express. That's when they shed tears also. The tears will be rolling down the cheeks. They want to convey something. Oh, you know, Marco, this is where the property is there. And you know, this is where my eldest son, you should go to him. He wants to say something. Last minute, some bank money, you know, somewhere deposit. Please go and take. He could not even say. Isn't it? India, I tell you, old parents, until the last minute, they won't give anything. And the last day, something happens, and they want to say which property should go to which son. They write the will and all. But still, without telling anybody, nobody, no, they'll keep some money somewhere. And then they have some short car for some son or some daughter. They want to give it to that person also. But they won't. Then they want to express. But now our children are very smart now. They'll go and search everything. They'll take everything. It's a different thing. But what I'm saying, first, vang manasi sampadyate. Sampadyate means organ of speech first resolves. Where does it? No. Vang manasi. This organ of the speech, no, the speech resolves in the mind. Speech resolves in the mind. Then, manaha, what happens to the mind then? All the thoughts also, no? When he says, all the sense powers, all the powers of organs of actions, all the subtle 10 powers resolve in the mind, like in sleep. How in sleep, all the 10 powers, what happens to 10 powers in sleep, during sleep? When you are fast asleep, all the 10 powers are present. They are not departed. They remain resolved in the mind. The mind, all the thoughts also remain resolved. They are non-functional. So here, all the powers resolve in the mind. The mind resolves in the prana. All the functions, thoughts also resolve. Mind does not function anymore. For the person about to depart, mind also is not functional like in sleep. Then what is there now? Prana alone is there. You know, you can see, and you have to see, we were watching Swamiji, how slowly the pulse, you know, going down, the monitoring. That. So, the breath alone will be there. What happened to sense powers? His eyes remain closed, and he's just lying down, like in sleep. The person who's about to depart is like in sleep. all his powers remain stored in the mind, and the mind resolves in the prana. What is mind? Remember, don't forget, mind is the product of the subtlest aspect of the solid food we eat. Your mind stands for earth element, isn't it? This mind, which is the effect of modified form of the subtlest aspect of the food we eat, resolves in prana, which is the modified form of the subtlest aspect of the water we drink. Remember this now? Earth has to resolve in water only. Water is subtler than the earth. Earth has to resolve in the water. So here, mind resolves in prana. Is it clear? Even the mind is subtlest. But still here, in terms of the element, we say what? Mind resolves in the prana. Then what happens to this prana? Prana resolves in fire. Prana resolves in fire. Fire element. That is why they'll say, has the person gone or not? If still the body's warmth is there, oh, still life is. And the minute the prana leaves, cold. Slowly the body will get cold, isn't it? We'll say what? So pranaha tejasi. Prana resolves in the fire. Then fire finally resolves in parasyam devatayam. Fire resolves in the heat in the body, resolves in sad, the existence, the pure existence. Okay? Results. So you remain as yourself. You remain resolved in death. You remain resolved in yourself as in your sarupam. You remain as yourself, as pure existence, Brahma. In sleep, you remain as yourself. Nirguna. Sagunam Brahma. You remain resolved as Ishvara. You are Ishvara in Brahma, in sleep. Every day in sleep, you are Ishvara only. You remain resolved as pure existence in death. Nothing happens to you. Once you think, once you understand, see, this is a fact, you have to remember. Nothing, there is no death for me. I am not subject to death. I am free from death. I am not a mortal. I am immortal reality, the existence. If they send this problem, you know, of being subject to death is centered on I am going to die if that is not there. I will be there. I have been, I was, I am, I will ever be. Okay? Objectifying death, I am not object to death, that is there. If that is understood, there won't be fear of death. When there is notion, I am a mortal, I am going to die, that is when we are afraid of death. The fear of death is possible. Somebody else is dying means you are not afraid, okay? I am going to die means the fear comes. Somebody else dying means you get sad because you lose the company, you miss the person, you know, nobody to relate to. That is where you worry. But the fear comes when I am going to die means, oh, death is going to come to me means fear comes. Therefore, if you think that being able to be objective towards one's body, mind, sense complex, I am not subject to death. There's no death for me. In every, our family simple language, Swami says, hey, you are how you are in sleep, so you will be in death. What happens to you in sleep? Every day you wake up or not after sleep? You wake up. The same way after death also you will wake up but in a new, fresh, young body. But not forgetting everything of the past. The only difference, You are not subject to death. There's no death for you. Anyway, that is not our thing. Let us see. So what happens here? Tejaha parasyam devatayam. Parasyam devatayam tejaha sampadyate. The fire, the heat in the body also resolves in Brahman. Which means yourself. You remain resolved in your nature. You remain resolved as yourself in death. Okay, you are free from death. It's called what? Pralayaha. And suppose this person, how long you will remain resolved after death? In sleep, you know, however long you are sleeping, you are fast asleep, you are yourself. Once you wake up from sleep, you are not yourself. When you are not yourself means what? Whenever you have wrong identity, okay, notionally you are a body, mind, hence complex, and you are teacher, you are a doctor, you are whatever you are, all the qualifications you have, notionally. Even though essentially you are Brahman, because the identity. So here also, how long will you remain resolved as yourself, as Brahman? As long as your karma doesn't get your body. Okay? When your karma is ready, the body is ready for you, then you will wake up in a new body. Suppose if the person who died, who departs, is a wise person, a jnani, who already has a clear, doubt-free, ascertain vision of the self being Brahman. Aham Brahma Asmi, I the self am, the pure existence which is consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. If that vision is there, if that person dies, for him what happens? The sukshma will resolve for good. Subtle body will resolve for good. Therefore, subtle body, for a wise person also, nothing happened. Wise person also will remain resolved as the self only. All of us will remain resolved as the self in death, not only a wise person. Only difference is, the subtle body of an ignorant person has wait for the karma, now the fructifies, he assumes a new body and he will be born. Whereas a wise person's subtle body will resolve for good, therefore no more rebirth. Therefore it's called what? Atyantika pralayaha. Say now, Atyantika pralayaha means absolute resolution of the body, the mind sense complex means what? He will not be born again. Atyantika pralaya. Pralaya means resolution. Okay? Dissolution. This wise person's subtle body will be resolved for good. Understand? Why mind is resolved? For mind can survive only if there's ajnanam. The seed of the survival of the mind is what? Ajnanam, avidya, isn't it? This wise person, ajnanam is not there. What happened to ajnanam? Ajnanam is resolved. Not there. Only aham brahmasmi, all he is only Brahman. Therefore, for the mind to survive, it must have its seed of ignorance. For the wise person, ignorance is not there. His ignorance, I am Brahma. If the total knowledge of this reality as one's own self. Therefore, the mind cannot survive. Mind resolves. Therefore, no more rebirth. That's why wise person's death is called what? Atyantika pralayaha. Whereas ajnan is, birth is what? Death is pralaya. Everyday sleep is laya. In laya, pralaya, what happens? In mahapralaya, in the whole creation dissolves also, nothing happens to you. In laya, in pralaya, in mahapralaya, you will remain resolved in your swarupam as yourself, as pure existence. Understood? That is said here. So, Tejaha Parasyam Devatayam. Okay, finished. Let's go to next mantra now. Saha Yaha Yeshaha Anima. Saha Yaha Yeshaha Anima. Now he is talking about what is that Brahman, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is what? Actually it is Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam. It is Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma, isn't it? Sat Brahma is a Sagunam Brahma here. Therefore, Saha Yeshaha, this, when you remain resolved as Brahman means, what is this Brahman? Subtlest reality. There's nothing which is subtler than the existence. There's nothing which is subtler than existence. We can say, now I say earth is there, and earth is, when you see the earth, is the grossest element. And earth can be resolved. Earth is pervaded by what? In fact, water. Water is pervaded by air, the fire. Fire is pervaded by air. Air is pervaded by space. Therefore, subtler the vastu, object, more pervasive it is. Isn't it? So here, subtler, what is subtler than space is a Brahman, the reality, existence. There's nothing which is subtler than the reality, Brahman. Subtlest of all the being, everything here is most abstract. Subtlest reality is what? Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. So here, Saha Yeshaha Yaha Anima. Anima means what? The subtlest reality, most abstract reality, implied by the term Brahma, is pure existence, Sat. It's a pure existence, Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Now, this existence, which means there's nothing subtler than the existence. You do not look for something else. There's nothing beyond the existence. Now, look at this. Yetade Atmyamidam Sarvam. Atmyamidam Sarvam. Yetadatmyam. Yetadatmyam Idam Sarvam.
Idam Sarvam.
Okay. Here, so now Brahman is the cause of everything. The whole Jagat is nothing but Brahman. When you say, the three factors we have to remember. Now three things are mentioned here. Without Brahman, Jagat cannot exist at all. Which means, existence of Brahman, existence is what? The Jagat, existence of the reality is the existence of the universe. The existence enjoyed by the universe is nothing but a Brahman. Therefore, we say if Jagat, this Brahman, its existence means the reality is the Atma. What is Atma? We say water is the truth, the reality of devotion. Water is the Atma of devotion. Reality is Atma. Because all pervasive, the innermost essence of every being is the reality. Therefore, reality is implied by the term Atma. Now, it said here, Yetad Atmyam. Therefore, the content of every being, the content of all the beings here is existence. Therefore, Yetad Atmyam Idam Sarvam. This entire universe, the self of this entire universe is Brahman. Yetad Atmyam means this entire universe has Brahman, the existence, the reality as its self. Yetad Atmyam. Yetad Atmyam means the universe has Brahman as its Atma. What is the Atma of this Jagat? Brahma. Existence only. Yetad Atmyam Jagat Idam Sarvam. Therefore, now we say the Brahman alone is Satyam. That Brahman is the Satyam. There's, Brahman is Satyam means the Jagat is Mithya. Why Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya? Because Brahman is the Karanam. Therefore, Brahman is not dependent on the universe for its existence. Whereas universe is dependent on Brahman for its existence. Therefore, Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. And Brahman is the self of the entire universe, Atma of entire universe. Now, one more thing is mentioned here. When you say Brahman is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya, we have to understand what is this Jagat then. We understand pure existence, Brahman, plus Nama Rupa, name and form, is equal to the Jagat. What is Jagat? If you say what is ocean, how will you define it? Water, the H2O, plus form and name ocean is equal to ocean. Isn't it? So what is this universe now? Brahman, Sad Brahma, plus Nama Rupa, form and name, universe, is equal to universe. Therefore, when I'm experiencing a wave, I'm choicelessly, helplessly, what I'm experiencing is the water. Therefore, the whole Jagat is Nama Rupa. So, minus the Brahman, the existence, Jagat will be non-substantial, form and name. Therefore, the substance of the Jagat, the content of the Jagat, the essence of the Jagat, essential reality of the Jagat, nature of the Jagat is Sat Brahma. What about the Jagat then? Minus Brahman, minus the exist Sat Brahma, Jagat will be non-existent. Asat Jagat, okay? It will be non-existent. Therefore, we say this Brahman is the Atma of the entire universe. There is no other self of the universe other than Brahman. You say self of the universe is Brahman. What about the self of every being which is part of the Jagat? Self of every being, every individual also is what now? Brahman only. Therefore, Jagat means nothing but Sat Brahma plus Nama Rupa. Name and form, universe is equal to Jagat. Therefore, every object I am experiencing and perceiving is nothing but what now? Brahman. I am experiencing an object means I am experiencing Brahman. All the time, there is no time we are not experiencing Brahman. Which Brahman we are experiencing? Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. It is Ishvara. It is Brahman alone is there in the form of existence of every object. There is not even one object which does not enjoy, which is experienced, experienceable without Brahman. How do we say this? When I say an object of chair is, means chair is an existent object, isn't it? We think when you say existent chair, existent wall, existent bulb, existent light, existent man, existent woman, everywhere we make existent an adjective, woman, man, object or noun. Really speaking, the content of every object is existence. Just as the content of every wave is water. The essence of every wave is water. In Pooja Swami's language, you squeeze the wave, what will come out is water. In this sense, so every object is what? existence. So Brahma object is not content of the existence. Okay, existence is the content of every object, essence of every object. When you say table is, the table enjoys existence. Table is means table exists, enjoys existence. Existence of the table. The chair is means chair enjoys existence. Woman is means woman enjoys existence. Man is means man enjoys existence. The trees are means the trees enjoy existence. People are, worlds are, objects are means all these enjoy existence. That is, are, they all imply what? Isness, the existence only. So the, without the existence, there, you can't say chair. Chair means what? Chair means chair is. It enjoys existence. So every object is in and through pervaded by existence. So when you are experiencing the chair, you are experiencing the chair along with what? Enjoying existence. Okay, the existence enjoyed by every object, every nama rupa here is what? Brahman. Therefore, we are experiencing Brahman. Now you can say, all the time seeing, all the objects seen are what? Nama rupa plus existence. All the sounds I hear are what? Nama rupa plus existence. All the smells I smell are what? Nama rupa plus existence plus nama rupa. All the tastes I experience are what? Nama rupa, existence plus nama rupa. I should say existence plus nama rupa, not existence, nama rupa plus existence. Existence plus nama rupa. So all that, therefore, there is no time we are not experiencing Brahman. Why? Because etad atmyam idam sarvam. Idam sarvam etad atmyam means this entire universe has the Sat Brahman as its self, as the very Atma. Therefore what? Brahmaiva satyam, sat tat satyam, sat satyam, Brahman is satyam. Jagat is non-substantial nama rupa. Brahman is the substance. Okay. Now the question comes, okay, having said this, now very clear, we are experiencing Brahman. But can we experience Brahman without nama rupa? We are experiencing Brahman with nama rupa, isn't it? All the time we are experiencing, what are we experiencing? Anything you are experiencing, you are objectifying, you are perceiving, you are seeing, you are hearing, you are smelling, you are tasting, you are cognizing, is nothing but any object is what? Brahman only. Ishvara, Bhagavan only. But I want to experience Brahman without Nama Rupa. Pure Brahman, pure existence. Is Sagunam Brahma, isn't it? Form and name means what? Sagunam. So, Nirgunam, I will come to the point. Nirgunam, Nirvisesham, attributeless, okay, qualification free. Nirvisesham, Nirgunam, Nirupadhikam, Upadhi, okay, without any upadhi. Nirupadikam, nirgunam, nirvisesham, shuddham, namarupa rahitam, pure existence, I want to experience. People meditate to experience Brahman, okay? Upanishad says, you want to experience? No. You want to experience Brahman means all the time you're experiencing Brahman only. Why you should wait and wait upon meditate, and then experience. Don't need to work very hard to experience Brahman. If you know the fact, my God, one the minute you open your eyes, what you're experiencing is Brahman. 24 hours a day. As long as you keep awake, you're experiencing Brahman. Even if you fall asleep, whatever you experience is also Brahman. There's no time we are not experiencing Brahman. No, but still I want to experience this. Nama Rupa Rahitam, Nirvisesham, Nirgunam, Nirupadikam, pure existence I want to experience. Shastram says, you can never experience pure existence minus Nama Rupa, you can never experience. Experiencing means what? Brahman with the Nama Rupa. I want to explain without Nama Rupa? No. Not possible. You know why? Because experienced, objectified, perceived, cognized, you know, is the objective, the universe, is it? The world of objects is what? With the Nama Rupa, you can experience. Minus Nama Rupa means, you want pure, what is pure existence then? Nama Rupa Sahitam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara is Brahman, Sat Brahma plus Nama Rupa. What is pure is equal to Jagat. What is pure existence then? Jagat minus Nama Rupa is pure existence. Simple. Can you experience? No. Because the pure you can never experience. The question comes, okay, Sat Brahman plus Nama Rupa is equal to Jagat. Therefore, pure existence must be what? Jagat minus Nama Rupa is equal to pure existence. What is pure water? Name and form. Ocean minus name and form is equal to pure water. Similarly, the Jagat universe minus name and form is equal to pure existence. Therefore, if I remove all the forms and names, I'll have what? I can experience pure Brahman. So, you can think this way. How to remove all the Namarupas? How to remove all the names and forms and experience pure Brahman? You know, easiest way? Close all your senses. Close your eyes. Object light is not there. All the objects shining in the light are not there. Close your ears. Not closing physically, okay? Withdraw your sense powers. Finished. When you withdraw your sense powers, whole external world is not there. Then, now all the thoughts also what now? Resolve. Thought, no thought activity also. No more modification. See that thoughts are also not there. Like in sleep. What happens? Jagat is gone. Jagat is not there, isn't it? Okay, even keep your eyes closed also, you can say what? Yes, by withdrawing all my sense powers, I resolved all the objective universe, and thoughts are also the internal, internally also not functional. Just I am myself. Now the Jagat has gone. So, what we say, Jagat minus Nama Rupa is equal to Brahman. Just by withdrawing the senses, what happens? All the Jagat is now, Nama Rupa is gone. All the forms and names have gone. In sleep, all the forms and names are gone. The same way here also. Keeping your eyes closed, now you ask, okay, all the names and forms I have removed. How did you remove? Not physically. Just by keep withdrawing your senses, and keep your mind passive, all the forms and names have been removed. Now you want to, Now I am not able to experience Sat Brahma. No, you can never experience Sat Brahma. You know why? Sat pure Nama Rupa Rahita. Without the Nama Rupam, the pure existence cannot be experienced. It is not an object of experience. It is a Swarupam of the experiencer. Now, what is experiencer then? You, the experiencer also. What now? Brahman plus Nama Rupa is experiencer. What is Brahman here? Isn't it? The pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. You are pure existence. You are pure consciousness. And the pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. So the should pure chit plus nama rupa is experiencer. Sat plus nama rupa is the experienced. Got it now? Consciousness plus form and name is equal to experiencer. Existence plus form and name is equal to experienced universe. Knower, known, division is there only when the nama rupas are there. You reduce the forms and names gradually, you can see what? You know, you can see the knower, known getting closer. And you completely remove all the forms and names, there is, you can see, the Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat, they are not two. What is pure existence? Pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is pure existence. They are one. Okay, the reality, the obtaining existence of the universe is nothing but pure consciousness available for recognition as the very swarupam of the experiencer, which is never an object of experience. You cannot experience Brahman, pure existence. When you experience the Jagat, you are experiencing nothing but Brahman with the Nama Rupa. But the pure existence, Brahman, you can never experience, because that pure existence you want to experience, you can never experience, is none other than very you, the experiencer. You, the experiencer, are essentially the consciousness, which is existence. They're not two. The knower, known difference comes when there is, once you resolve, you sleep, you are just yourself. Existence is consciousness, consciousness is existence. Once you wake up, the identity comes, then there's a qualification. I'm experiencer is what? The qualification attributed to you. Your Swarupa. What is experiencer? Consciousness identified with the instruments of knowledge and the organs of actions. What now? Then the experiencer, mind and sense organs. So consciousness identified with this instruments of knowledge, mind and sense organs, becomes what? Gets the qualification experiencer. Jiva. So consciousness minus Namarupa is what? Consciousness. Pure consciousness. Consciousness with the Namarupa is what? Namarupa means identified with instruments of knowledge. Experiencer status. So experiencer is also what? Consciousness plus Namarupa. What is experienced world of these objects? Existence plus Namarupa. Remove the Namarupa. There, remove the Namarupa, not physically, cognitively. you will see there's no distance. Okay? Sat is chit. Sat is chit. How sat is chit? That we'll see later on. Okay? Sat is chit. Therefore, what is Atma of all the beings here? Chit. What is Chit? Sat. Therefore, what is the Atma of the whole Jagat? Brahma. Okay? Therefore, Brahman is Satyam. And that Brahma, what is a Brahman if you want? That Brahman is yourself. The pure existence, Brahman, without any nama rupa. Okay? You can never experience. Why? Because it is not available for objectification. It is not perceptible. And it is very swarupam, your own swarupam. It is you. Tattvamasi shweta keto. Tad Brahma Tvamasi. Okay? You can go for a tea. Come back. A wise person will not come and say, Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. No, why? Aham Brahmasmi means what? Who is saying Aham Brahmasmi? It is for you to understand what Aham is. All the time we refer to this, you know, we refer to ourselves using this term Aham. What exactly Aham is, you understand, that's all. See, for you to, you are speaking means you are a speaker. Qualification has come. The minute there is a qualification, isn't it? It's not Sagunam Brahma. You can say Sagunam Brahma. A speaker is Sagunam Brahma. A spoken words are Sagunam Brahma. The act or the act of speaking is Sagunam Brahma. The one who is spoken to is Sagunam Brahma. What is spoken about is Sagunam Brahma. The words, the content, everything is Sagunam Brahma. Nirgunam means what? Nirgunam, when you say, that's why nothing, that's why in the very deep sleep state, first is taken for analysis. Every day in sleep, you remain resolved in your swarupam. In your in sleep, you are Sat Brahma. Means what? You just the qualifications are temporarily dropped. You are just yourself. Whenever you are yourself, you are Brahma. Which means you can never become Brahma. You need not become Brahma. You are always, you are already Brahma. What is only Brahma. There is no second thing other than Brahma. So the duality has to resolve in non-duality. How will it resolve? So what is this? Who is the speaker here? Who is the experiencer here? Who is the knower here? The knower also is nothing but consciousness. Like what? We say this here in this room, this example I've been giving for so many years, I've been talking every class. There is illuminator of all these opaque things in this room, including the walls, and there is no illuminator other than the light. What is illuminator? Light plus nama rupa is equal to illuminator. Isn't it? Without any illumined objects, do you think there can be illuminated status? No. There are no illumined objects at all. Then light is. But still what is not there? Illumination is the swarupam is there. But illuminator qualification cannot be there. Isn't it? Similarly, who is the knower? Who is the experiencer here? Without the light, there cannot be illuminator at all. But the illuminator is another than the light. The illuminator is a qualification. There's no, if you go and search for the substance for the word illuminator, there's no substance for the illuminator other than the light. There's nobody sitting here called illuminator here. This illuminator is light. Illuminator is only a term, name, qualification, title attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined objects, namarupas. Similarly, there's no experiencer other than consciousness. Definitely not. Who is the experiencer? Is there somebody sitting here, experiencer? No. The experiencer is a name, qualification, title attributed to consciousness. From the standpoint of the experienced world of objects, that too when? Only when the chit is identified with the instruments of knowledge, the knower status. Without the consciousness, instruments of knowledge themselves will be what? Inert, isn't it? Opaque things, which opaque, will be as good as non-existent. Instruments of knowledge will be as good as non-existent. Where is the question of enjoying the status of being the instruments of knowledge? Minus consciousness. Because the consciousness identified with, associated with the instruments of knowledge, consciousness manifest in the mind comes, there is I am knowledge, vritti. Mind is aham. Otherwise, you are without expression. You are conscious, pure conscious, just the consciousness, aham. When the mind is, identity with the mind comes, then I am. Then the sense organs, isn't it? Then the perceiver, knower, seer, hearer. The qualifications. So, that's why you say, what is mind? Again, subtlest form of the name. What about the sense organs? Subtle forms and name with the names. Therefore, consciousness plus namarupa is experiencer. Experiencer minus namarupa is what? Pure consciousness. That is what you are. And similarly, what is this jagat? Existence, Brahma, sagunam Brahma. What is sagunam Brahma? Existence plus namarupa is equal to jagat, object of knowledge. Minus namarupa is what we say pure. We add this word pure simply to distinguish the existence, from the names and forms. It's just the existence only. That's why impure and pure and all. Okay, we use the word pure when you say existence minus form and name is equal to pure existence. And that existence is available for recognition not as an object, but as not even as the subject, but as the very swarupam of the knower I, that is you. Tad brahmaiva at. Existence is the self of all the beings. The self, therefore yourself, isn't it? That existence, pure existence, is nothing but consciousness, which is non-objectifiable, imperceptible, only secondless, non-dual reality, the self of all the beings, obtaining existence of everything, which is of the nature of limitlessness, therefore implied with the term Brahma. Therefore, what is Atma? Brahma. What is the self of all the beings? Brahma. What is yourself, himself, herself? Brahma. When his status is what? Experiencer, knower, observer, seer, hearer, all of what? Consciousness plus nama rupa. What is anything known? Any object experience is what? Existence plus nama rupa. What is existence minus nama rupa? What is consciousness minus nama rupa and existence minus nama rupa are one? Understand? So the reality as the swarupam of the experiencer subject is chit. The same chit with reference to an object as existence of all the forms and names is sat. There is no existence, there is no pure existence other than consciousness. There's no existence at all. No, existence is. What is existence? Pure existence. Consciousness. Is consciousness the existence? Of course, there's no existence other than consciousness. Like what? Light, with reference to opaque thing, is what? Existence of every opaque is light. Existence enjoyed by every opaque thing is what? Existence of the light. Therefore, existence with reference to every opaque thing is the light. Why do you say that? Minus light, there cannot be opaque things. Opaque things will be as good as non-existent. You cannot talk about the existence of the opaque things unless they shine. Is it clear? You can talk about something or anything and everything only if it enjoys existence. How can you talk about a non-existent thing? If I ask you to write composition on rabbit's horn. If I ask you to write about a rabbit, you can write what all you know. You can write 100, you can write one book also, a big book, voluminous book also, you can write about the rabbit. If you are given to some, research at all. Or if you don't know anything also, you can at least draw a picture, you can say what rabbit is. Rabbit's horn, if I ask you to write about, what to write about? A non-existent. It must enjoy existence. Therefore, you talk about the world, that, this, physics, chemistry, biology, my God, so you talk about anything you talk about means that object must enjoy existence, isn't it? That existence enjoyed by every object is what? Nothing but sat is what? Consciousness. Similarly, here, how do you understand here? Existence is consciousness. We should not have any doubt. Like what? When I say opaque things, you talk about opaque things means, how can you talk about an opaque thing which is as good as non-existent? You can talk about the opaque thing only if it enjoys existence. For the opaque object, to enjoy the status of being an existent, it must shine. For it to shine, it must be illumined. For it to illuminate, to be the illumined, there must be illumination. There must be the illuminator, and that illuminator is another than the light. Therefore, existence, every opaque thing, enjoys the status of being existent, enjoys existence because of its being illumined. Minus light, all the opaque things will lose their status of being existent. They are not, they exist, they are as good as non-existent. No way. They won't come to light. Is it clear? For the opaque thing, to have the status of being existent. I'm using Swamiji's own words. Astitvam. To enjoy existence. Thereby to be useful, to be purposeful, to be meaningful. It must enjoy existence first. And that will be impossible minus light. Understand? In the same way, the five elements, the elementals, all the living beings, all non-living things, mobile beings, everything here, every object, here is what? Enjoys, including your mind, your ahankara, your buddhi, your memory, your sense powers, your powers of organs of actions, your pranas, your physical body, all of them, including the external entire world of objects, enjoy the status of being existent, asti, bhati, jagat, existence, enjoys existence because of what? Of being known, because of its being known by consciousness. Oh, knowing is consciousness, job, action? No, swarupam. That is why janati iti jnanam. Like illumining is his swarupam, similarly knowing is his swarupam. That is called jnanam, chit, chaitanyam. Isn't it? Jnanam. Knowing is his swarupam. There's no such a thing called existence other than consciousness. Existence is consciousness. And that existence, which is nothing but consciousness, is the swarupam of you, the experiencer. What is experiencer then? The experiencer is the consciousness with the Namarupa is experiencer. Existence with Namarupa is the experienced. The knower, known division also comes only when, once you wake up, identity comes, the knower status comes, then your knower known difference comes. You fall asleep in no identity. There's no identity. No, there's no knower known difference in sleep. You, on waking up, you can say, okay, I experienced this. During sleep, there is no knower known difference. Isn't it? In sleep, there is no knower known difference. Why? The known Sat. All the forms and names are resolved. Forms and names are resolved means there is no knower known difference. Forms and names are not resolved, knower known division comes. Therefore, Tat Tvamasi Shvetaketo. Hey Shvetaketo, you are that Brahman. Iti. Now, this is the last sentence now. You have learnt three sentences today. Anima Etadatyam Idam Sarvam Tat Satyam. I am going to dictate some notes for all of you. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. So, sa Atma, that Atma, which Atma? The Atma, the self of the entire universe, nothing but Brahman. This, the Brahman, the existence is, the universe has Brahman, the existence as its self. Tadatmyam. Yetadatmyam idam sarvam tat satyam sa Atma. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. Iti. He tells. When the teacher said, the student is asking now. Now Shvetaketu is telling his father, Bhuyaha Eva Mam Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. Read it now. Bhuyayeva Mam Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. Iti. Now, Bhuyaha means again, Mam Vijnapayatu. Please teach me more. Make it much clearer. It is, Now slowly it seems I have understood the implication is what now. But I want it to something nice. Aham Brahma Asmi. It is very difficult for somebody not to die. I am that Brahman. So, Bhuyaha Eva Mam Vignapayatu. Please teach me more. Iti. Then, my God, any teacher will be very happy if a student goes and asks, please teach me. Okay? Nobody comes with it, will be upset to the class. The teacher is very happy to teach. Tatha, Somya, okay? My dear son, definitely I'll teach you more. That's what they implied, what is implied here. Here, be careful. Bhuyaha Eva Ma. The Ma means me. One meaning is me. Okay, teach me. A Ma. And the Ma also is a negative particle. Ma Vignapayatu means don't teach. Don't teach means get away from here. Stop teaching. That's the meaning. Shweta Ketu did not say Ma Vignapayatu, don't teach. He said what? Teach me. The Ma can be taken as me or taken as not. Negative particle, okay? But here not doesn't mean not here. Don't teach. No. Bhagavan Mam Vignapayatu. Bhagavan means, see, always the teacher is addressed as Bhagavan. It's a respectful expression. May the teacher, O Lord, may you teach me more. Is really now. No? Teach me more. With this, Ashtamaha Khandaha, say 8th section is over. Now, the 9th section begins. We'll read only first mantra, then we'll stop. Okay? 12 o'clock. Yatha Somya, Madhu, Madhukruto, Nistishthanti, Nanatyayanam, Vrikshanam, Rasan, Samavaharam, Ekatam, Rasam Gamayanti. Okay. Now he explains. Somya Yatha Madhukritaha. Madhukrit means honeybee. Madhu means honey. Madhukrit means honeybee. So madhukritaha, madhu nistishtanti. They go and collect honey from all the different flowers. Varieties of flowers obtaining in varieties of plants. Many trees have lots of flowers. And they're completely different trees, different flowers. But these bees, when they collect honey from all the different plants and different flowers. Then, Nana Atyayanam. Nana means Nana, the trees obtaining in different directions or different varieties. Shankar Bhagavatpada says, Nana Gatinam, Nana Dikkanam. The trees in different directions and different places, different trees. For all of them, Rasan, the honey, Nishpadayanti, being committed to the focus on collecting the honey, they cut all the honey. Then they store them in one place, isn't it? But when the honey comes here, in the next sentence, he's going to say, the honey itself is going to speak. No. The honey appearing there, no honey can say what? I am the honey from this particular tree. No, it will not say that. I'm not saying, okay? Upanishad is going to say the next sentence. Upanishad presents, once you come together, not my honey, the honey speaks. I'm honey from this particular tree. Once you, when you're gathered together as honey, that tree, this tree, all the trees, just there's only one name, honey. Now what I'm saying, the honey, he means the honey collected together, then you don't say this particular drop is from this honey, this thing. When you put all the honey together, you only see as what? One sweetest honey. Isn't it? You see, the manuka honey also is what? Manuka honey. Water honey, it is okay. Now, people come and tell you all sorts of things. You know, it's natural honey. It's organic honey. I don't know all those things. Anyway, put together is what? Just, there's only substance, sweet substance called honey. Then there is no bheda, isn't it? Vriksha bheda. Similarly, the knower, I, the knower, am consciousness from this body. No. Knower is one. In all of us, we can say what now? I am the knower, I am the knower, I am the knower. All of us can say. If you really think how many knowers are here, I'm not going to next mantra because it is lot of time, lot of focus. Also. Now, the most boring part of Srishti and all is over. The very interesting Tattvamasi Shirtaketo, he'll be repeating in this section 9 times. By 9th time, you should all go back or saying, Aham Brahma Asmi. Not saying. With understanding, Aham Brahma Asmi, you should go back 9th time only. So next class will be that Aham Brahma, okay? Next class onwards, it will be continued. So just I want to, this the very first mantra also will start from next week. Even this first mantra also, I'll do it again. Just I want to tell you one thing. The next mantra, what it's going to say, we'll see next class itself. But here understanding is that today when you go back, this must become very clear. When you say the whole jagat is Brahma, sat plus namarupam is Brahma, I mean, I'm experiencing any namarupa, any object, I'm experiencing Brahman in the form of existence enjoyed by every object here. And that existence is one. The forms and names are many. And it's all pervasive. It's indivisible. It is partless. It is whole. It is independent. And that existence, sat brahma, is nothing but pure consciousness, which is the Swarupam of you, means, then the question comes, I also say I am the knower, he says he is the knower, she says she is the knower, all of us say knower, knower, means, how many knowers are there? Okay? The knower is what? One. There's only experiencer, not many experiences. Only experiencer, enjoying the status of being experiencer, obtaining in all the minds is what? The consciousness. There's no other knower. Knower is one. Like illumined, opaque things are many, but you can say what? Illuminator of mic, illuminator of sofa, illuminator of wall, illuminator of this body, these colors. How many illuminators are there? Illumined objects are many, therefore illuminators are not many. Illuminator is one, and that only illuminator is another than light. Similarly, with reference to every mind, we can say what? There is a knower. But the knower obtaining, associated with every mind, is nothing but none other than consciousness. The pure consciousness is pure existence, which is the Atma, the innermost essence of all the beings, which is you. You are pure consciousness and you are pure existence. You are Brahma. Tad Brahma Tvamasi Sa Atma Tvamasi. You are Atma, you are Brahma. You are Brahma. It is not an object. Okay? When you say you are Brahma, what about the Jagat? Jagat also is Brahma. Therefore, subject is Brahma. Object is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. What is, there is only Brahma. Knower known, division is mithya. Knower knowledge known, division is triputi bheda is mithya. Duality is mithya. Plurality is mithya. Multiplicity is mithya. Then what is satyam? Ekam eva satyam. Tad Brahma tvamasi. Only reality, only secondless non-dual reality, ekam advitiyam advaitam satyam is Brahma. And that Brahma tvamasi means that existence, pure existence is Brahman, which is the only reality, which is nothing but consciousness. You are that Brahman. Okay, we'll continue in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Dakshinamurti Sarupaya Shri Dayananda Rupaya Paramagurave Paramatmane.